Your online feature will begin in just a moment. First, a reminder that BBN is a listener-supported Christian radio and internet ministry. To support us, click donations at bbnradio.org. That's donations at bbnradio.org.
It's time to pray.
I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth.
It's time for all America.
We're going to pray together for our nation in just a minute, and we can do so with confidence, knowing that Christ is with us. Before we pray, let's read from John 6, beginning in verse 14. This is just after our Lord miraculously fed 5,000. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, "This is of a truth that prophet that should come into the world." When Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and take him by force to make him a king, he departed again into a mountain himself alone. And when even was now come, his disciples went down unto the sea, and entered into a ship, and went over the sea toward Capernaum. And it was now dark, and Jesus was not come to them. And the sea arose by reason of a great wind that blew. So when they had rowed about 25 or 30 furlongs, they see Jesus walking on the sea, and drawing nigh unto the ship, and they were afraid. But he saith unto them, "It is I, be not afraid." Then they willingly received him into the ship, and immediately the ship was at the land whither they went. John 6, 14 through 21. Now will you join me as we pray together for our nation? Heavenly Father, thank you for your presence with us. You've promised never to leave nor forsake your own, and we take comfort in those truths when the world around us is fearful and uncertain. We surely live in uncertain and fearful days. Even in our own country, where we enjoy the blessings of liberty, the seas of change toss us to and fro, and we are afraid. We're afraid of what the future of the United States will be like. We're afraid of economic downturns. We're afraid of the erosion of our religious freedoms. We're afraid for our children and for future generations. Please forgive us for our doubts and fears and for our failure to trust in Jesus. Give us courage, Lord, to face difficulty with faith. Courage to face opposition to truth with godliness and compassion. Give us courage to stand for what is right even if we stand alone. And Father, help us to find our way back to our righteous foundations. Protect us from our enemies, strengthen our military forces, and shield them as they serve America in harm's way. Bless and uphold the families of those serving, and may your word bring faith and comfort and salvation to those who are far from you. Bless our leaders here in America, Father. They need wisdom and guidance as they make and enforce the laws that keep us free, and that make us good, and that restrain evil. Those in authority need you to shape and direct their decisions that can alter policies contrary to your righteous ways. Reinforce values that reflect godliness and truth in our country. Those who serve in the judicial branch of our government all need discernment as they weigh matters of law tempered by justice, mercy, and humility. And our families, Father, need to make Christ the head of our homes. We need a clear focus on your word. As parents, we embrace the responsibility that we have to instill your truth into the hearts of our children, a responsibility that largely has been displaced upon institutions that have no spiritual grounding. We have allowed secular influences and ungodly pursuits to mark the lives of our children in ways that carry consequences. Forgive us and help us to correct those things. Now, Father, we pray for your blessing on America. Our desire is for this nation to be a nation that honors the Lord. May we rejoice in your mercy and grace, and we pray that you would be glorified in us. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
That concludes the online feature. By the way, BBN is on social media. Connect with us on Facebook and Twitter.